Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away.
In today's scripture passage, the Apostle Paul talks about love and its preeminence over speech, knowledge, generosity, and self-sacrifice. He then describes the nature of biblical love, which is patient, kind, humble, and slow to anger. Practicing this kind of love, however, isn't always easy. One reason is that it doesn't come naturally. Pure Christian love puts others ahead of ourselves, even when our human inclinations clamor for us to take the highest position. A second challenge is the temptation to withhold affection until others apologize or change their behavior. We typically remember the offense long after it's occurred. But that's not what Christ did. He loved us while we were still sinners. Those of us who are believers are called to love both the Lord and people around us. We've received the Holy Spirit, who will help us learn how to care deeply for others. Experiencing the Heavenly Father's love and demonstrating it to those around us are meant to be two of the greatest joys in a believer's life. Take time to memorize the attributes of biblical love from today's scripture passage and look for ways to practice them in your relationships.